Okay, I've just started my iPod Touch at 10 minutes, the timer for it to count down. So this is going to be under 10 minutes. Hi, how you doing? My name is Valerie, and this recording is going to go on to two feeds. One is for a podcast that I've done for a few years called Description Valerie in Toronto. And one is for another feed for a podcast that hasn't started yet. In fact, it starts with this very recording. This is basically episode zero. This is the mission statement for this podcast. And the podcast will go on only for National Podcast Post Month. Now, if you don't know, National Podcast Post Month is this thing where podcasters or people who decide they're going to become podcasters post an episode of a podcast every day for the month of November. It's connected with similar sorts of things that, you know, novel writers do, short story writers do, songwriters do, other creative people do. They force themselves into this exercise to do this creative thing every day for a month. And so I'm going to do this year. I don't know why the fuck I'm doing it, but... Oh, by the way, I should probably say, if you haven't heard of me before, I use profanity. Sorry. This podcast is going to be every day, and it's going to be called No Mood Swing. And I'll explain that in a sec. So what's going to be in this thing? Well, some of what you're hearing now, for one thing, me jabbering while I'm walking somewhere. I'm on Blur right now. A lot of it is probably going to be stuff that I recorded for Description, for the Description podcast, but hasn't gotten into the podcast yet. If you've listened to it, each episode is usually, even though it's has a sound seeing tour in it usually, and I'm talking about something, it seems to be based around a theme. And there's some stuff that I've recorded that either hasn't settled into a theme, or I've just been too lazy to put it together and put it up. So there'll be clips of those kinds of things in that. In fact, here's a possible example of something that would be on the show, would be this guy. I have times where I've walked by things like that and just stood there and recorded them, and they'll be on the show. There's also music by other people that I've recorded myself, or, I mean, recorded, like, held up a recorder to them. Or stuff that's already been recorded, like, ages ago, that I, music that I just like, that could also be on the show. The only rule here is that it's going to be under 10 minutes, which is why I've set the 10-minute timer on the iPod Touch I'm carrying here, okay? So what else could it be? Well, I like to read aloud. I did that a lot for a charity I volunteered for called Voiceprint, where we would read, this still happens, but I just don't do it right now, where we read articles from magazines and newspapers aloud. It was for the purpose of people who are what's called print restricted, people who are vision impaired, people who... By the way, this is the second time in the last 2 hours that Emmanuel Sandu has walked past me. That's a long story. Emmanuel Sandu, former champion, well, almost champion figure skater and competitor on So You Think You Can Dance. First time I wasn't sure that was him. Now I walked past him again. That's definitely him. Anyway. And man, is he dressed artistically. Anyway. So, I'm going to read aloud articles or columns or something, I don't know what, that happens to turn up that I think, hey, I'm gonna fucking read that today. Let's do that. A lot of them will probably be by Heather Havrileski. She writes TV reviews for Salon.com and has her own blog, this kind of advice column called Rabbit Blog, that probably won't post anything during November, but I enjoy reading her stuff aloud. It feels good, so I may do that. And other writers, I don't know. We'll see when it comes up. What else? Anything else? Well, I don't know. I'm not asking anybody's permission for anything. Not for the music, not for whatever of theirs I read, whatever conversations I happen to overhear with the recording device, anything. I'm not asking anybody permission for anything. The goal, one of the goals of this exercise, is to try to really cut down whatever it is that makes me doing podcasts, what takes up my time, what might take up too much of my time doing podcasts, which is a lot of editing and a lot of asking people to do stuff if I can do stuff and stuff like that. And I'm trying to, for this project only, I'm cutting down on that. So if you've heard something that you've done or you've said and it's turned up on this podcast, I'm sorry that I haven't asked you, but that's just the way that I'm doing this. I'm not out to embarrass anybody. There's not going to be, I don't think, any incendiary drama happening here. Sorry. But it's just for this project. It'll be done at the end of November, and it'll pass into the ether. Who knows? Okay? So, there you go. No mood swing. Well, here's the story. Well, here's part of the story. You see, there was somebody that I don't know, who doesn't know me, and she went through something with somebody, and then she dismissed that as being just a mood swing. Now, even though I don't know this person doesn't know me, I got nothing to do with anything, I kind of thought, bullshit. I don't really believe in that. I mean, fuck knows I got mood swings. But, you know, well, if anything, everything is a mood swing, for one thing. We are never the same people we are from minute to minute, day to day. We have some consistencies, we have some habits, but we're never truly the exact same person we are from 1 minute to another. And we can do things or say things or feel things that we'll look back on and go, man, what was that about? Why was I doing that? That's just me. It's like, what was that? But that doesn't make those things, those moments, worthy of dismissal. That doesn't make them any less legitimate. They're part of your life. And we change. We improve. We don't improve. We go through cycles, whatever. But it's all relevant. It all matters, I think. Now, that's an excuse for me to spend the next month being even more self-indulgent than usual. Well, maybe. But basically, the idea is going with whatever is in the moment, I guess. It's like, what I like best about podcasting distilled into a month of hopefully honesty, transparency, and just letting it roll. And then if you look back at it in a week and go, man, what the hell was that? Well, you know, there it was. You know, whatever. So that's kind of the idea, a little bit, I guess. That's my excuse anyway, of calling this no mood swing. So, this is no mood swing. The blog is nomoodswing.blogspot.com. If you want more information about me or what the hell else I do, I have links at that blog to other stuff that I do. But otherwise, that's pretty much it for now. That is my mission statement for no mood swing. Happy national, see, I'm not even in the country where they came up with this, national podcast post month, and take care.